Will three arrows fly with the same force as one? NSTA reviewer Jacob Blickenstaff offers his physics expertise in a review of Wonder Woman.
The gods gave us many gifts. One day you'll know them all. This is where we keep them.
One of 2017's popular summer blockbusters was Wonder Woman, starring Gal Gadot as Diana slash Wonder Woman and Chris Pine as the U.S. pilot and spy Steve Trevor. Gadot's Diana made a brief appearance in Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice in 2016, but this movie tells her origin story. This film is unusual not only because the main character is a female superhero, but also in that the director is Patty Jenkins, the first female director of a major superhero film. Diana is an Amazon, a group of female warriors living on a Mediterranean island magically hidden from normal humans. That isolation breaks in 1918 when Trevor crashes his airplane just offshore and is saved by Diana.
What is this place? Who are you?
It is our sacred duty to defend the world.
Right. Whoever you are in more danger than you think.
The pursuing German soldiers attack the island, and though the Amazons repel them, Diana's aunt, Antiope, is killed. From Trevor, the Amazons learn of the world war that is raging in the rest of the world. Trevor knows of secret German research to make an even more deadly chemical weapon than the poison gases already in use by both sides in the war. He enlists Diana's help to prevent the use of gas, and she leaves with him to track down Ares and bring an end to the war. Physics teachers can use scenes to talk about energy conversions and pressure, and chemistry teachers could use this film to initiate a conversation about the human consequences of scientific research. First, let's talk about a bow. In the battle between the Amazons and German soldiers early in the film, Antiope shoots three arrows simultaneously and kills three Germans at once. Physics students can consider how the energy of each arrow would compare to the energy of a single arrow fired from the same bow. Energy is stored in a bow when the string is pulled back and the limbs of the bow are bent, much as energy is stored in a spring when it is compressed or stretched. Energy transfers to the arrow when the string is released and it pushes on the arrow, converting the bow's stored energy into the arrow's kinetic energy. The process is not perfectly efficient, and serious archers work to tune their bow and arrow system so that the mass and flexibility of their arrows matches the push the bow provides. Since the energy Antiope puts into the system by drawing the bow is the same no matter how many arrows she has on the string, the three arrows share that potential energy. Each receives a third and leaves the bow with one-third as much kinetic energy as a single arrow would have had. That does not mean that the arrows are one-third as deadly, though. Momentum is at least as important as kinetic energy when considering the impact of an arrow, and momentum is not by reduced as much as energy in this situation. Boots and pressure. In a later scene, Diana lifts a tank into the air in the midst of a battle in Belgium. I wondered if the ground would be able to support Diana as she lifted the tank. The issue is the pressure, or force per unit area, under her boots. Similar tanks weighed about 30 tons, or 27,000 kilograms, which means it would take 270,000 newtons of force to hold it up. To avoid getting stuck, tanks have wide, long tracks that spread that load over a large area. When Diana holds the tank in the air, that force is concentrated where her wedge-heeled boots touch the ground. I've estimated the combined area of the sole of both boots to be about 270 square centimeters, and the pressure there is enormous. Use the equation P equals F over A, pressure equals force over area, divide 270,000 newtons by 0.027 square meters, and you get about 10 million pascals. That's about 100 times atmospheric pressure, or about 1500 psi. Now, I am being pretty round in my numbers since I'm making estimates in several places, and I would ask that you do not consider this calculation as an example of use of significant figures. Now, I'd expect her to sink into the ground, even though she can hold up the weight. If you'd like more footwear physics, check out my review from several years ago of The Devil Wears Prada. Now let's think about chemical warfare. Wonder Woman and Trevor do all they can to prevent a new gas weapon from being used. Chemistry teachers could connect this back to a documentary film I reviewed several years ago named Haber. It came out in 2008. Fritz Haber was the German chemist who discovered how to use chlorine gas as a weapon, and his lab developed some of the more deadly gases used later in World War I, and precursors to the gas used in the Holocaust. Check out my review and the link online for ideas on how to discuss the relationship between science and warfare. Wonder Woman will likely be familiar to students when they return to class this fall, and the film gives physics and chemistry teachers some clever ways to talk about energy, pressure, and the ethics of science research.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.
How can a woman possibly fight in this?
Fight? We use our principles, although I am not opposed to engaging in a bit of fisticuffs should the occasion arise.